This is a podcast from Minute Media.
It would be nice, but it's just, I will believe that when I see it and not a moment before. But I would like to know that Mike Bone made that call at the very least, because it's such an obvious call.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I think John makes a great point here. The early recruiting period is difficult. I don't know that there's a way around it. I don't know that a midseason firing helps or hurts more than anything else. I think that this is another reason why that recruiting period sucks. It sucks for everybody involved. I don't understand why it exists. It is stupid, and I hate what it's done for recruiting and for college football. And in this scenario, it would make it really, really...
Wait. No. Are you looking at our text messages?
Hold on.
Oh my, no. They're lying. Oh my God. Is it real?
Alicia, it's real. It's verified. Alicia, Clay Helton is...
Oh my God.
Clay Helton has just been fired and we are...
Holy shit! They did it! Oh my God.
Is this what you expected? Breaking news.
Oh my God.
So Clay Helton has been fired as USC's head coach. Alicia, how do you feel? Give me your immediate reaction.
Wow. My immediate reaction. Statement from Director of Athletics Mike Bone. This afternoon, I informed Clay Helton of my decision to make a change in the leadership of our football program. Clay is one of the finest human beings I have met in this industry, and he's been a tremendous role model and mentor to our young men. We appreciate his many years of service to our university and wish him nothing but the very best. Consistent with our values as an institution, he deserves the utmost respect from the Trojan family during this transition. As I committed upon my arrival at USC during the past two off seasons, we provided every resource necessary for our football program to compete for championships. The added resources carried significantly increased expectations for our team's performance, and it is already evident that despite the enhancements, those expectations would not be met without a change in leadership. This season is just getting started, and we have the opportunity to do something really special with this team and this program. I'm confident that our interim head coach, Dante Williams, gives us a higher probability for success the remainder of the season. Dante is an experienced, well-respected head coach who is renowned for his ability to develop relationships.
Okay, stop yelling. You're clipping.
Is this a dream?
The timing is weird, right? Is the timing weird? I feel like the timing's weird. Is this going to be our all-time most downloaded episode? Probably.
This is the worst possible timing because I literally have work to do on the news desk.
Anyways, okay. The point is, you want to go and you want me to just rant?
Go ahead and rant for just one second.
Not rant, but just go.
I want to hear your thoughts while I sort out my work because, oh my gosh.
Long story short, because this is probably going to get cut, and then we're going to post this, and then I don't know what we're going to do to we're all just rolling here. We're in the middle of the podcast, and we're literally answering questions that we got from in our mailbag about Clay Helton being fans wanting him fired and who USC would go after. And in the middle of this, we get, first of all, I get text messages, many of them in all caps, like full on text messages in all caps, freaking out. From multiple people, and I don't know what that's about. And then Alicia starts like, oh my God, what's going on? So we go over to Twitter, and there's a statement that USC has fired Mike Bone. It's weird time. Fired Mike Bone. Fired is over at USC. Dante Williams is an interesting pick. Interesting pick as the interim. We'll get to that later. I don't know what to wrap my head around. The timing is interesting because SC doesn't have a bye week. They're just going to be thrown to the Wolves here for the Washington State week. Obviously, SC starts prep for that on Tuesday. Washington State is the game on Saturday at 12:30. Yeah, I mean, it had to happen. We've talked about this in the game in the CarCast. This had to happen. I'm shocked that it happened so soon. I'm shocked it took one loss for it to happen in the middle of the season. Obviously, Alicia, you're still on the call here. You were adamant that it needed to happen ASAP.
I was adamant that it needed to happen ASAP. The LA Times had articles saying that it needed to happen ASAP. I had people in my DM saying, "Do you actually think that USC cares about football?" And my response was, "Yes, I think that Mike Bone and Brandon Sosna care about football." And to me, this is proof. This is absolute proof that they care about football, because they didn't need to, as I said, I wanted them to make this move now, but they didn't need to make this move in at this moment. They could have waited for the bye week. We had a whole conversation about how they were going to wait for the bye week. And the fact that they aren't waiting for that bye week tells me that this is your sign, USC fans. Bone and Sosna care. Bone cares. And I know it's been very frustrating with the decision-making process that's happened, but Helton had to be on a very short leash for it to happen right here. The leash had to be extremely short. That is a very, very good sign. Also, Dante Williams being the guy that gets the nod is such a good sign. That means they have no intention of letting Dante Williams walk away from the staff. This is recruiting 1,000%. The most important recruiter is now your interim head coach. The one who connected the most with the players. Dante Williams isn't going anywhere unless he wants to.
So it makes sense, because Dante Williams did get the AAHC tag this offseason as a pay bump, remember? I never think that those things mean anything except for what they do for your salary. I never know what those things sort of mean because usually I feel like it just affects your salary, but clearly in this case, it meant that he was next man up. And it's interesting because I don't know Dante Williams' end goal. I don't know if he wants to be a head coach, but he is not someone that I think people would have pegged as being the immediate successor. I think we talked about in the CarCast, Mike Jinks is someone that you might look at. Obviously, you would look at one of the coordinators, Harrell or Orlando. I would think that Dante Williams is someone who's not going to give SC fans the fear of winning the job like Ed Orgeron did and then didn't do, and then Clay Helton ultimately did. Like, I don't know what to make of it. This is fascinating. I do like the move from a recruiting perspective, because we were literally just reading an email which we probably will be cutting from the point that this episode starts, as you might not hear it, but we literally got an email from John in Oakland, who said, "I'm not a fan of midseason firings of head coaches unless a successor is immediately named. This is especially true given the early recruiting period, because you can lose an entire class due to uncertainty. If there's anyone who's going to prevent that from happening, it's Dante Williams." Now, I think the interesting thing is, I'm just going to throw this out as a harebrained idea. I saw someone put on Twitter that is Urban Meyer going to Bobby Petrino the Jags? Like, I don't think that's going to happen. But, and we just talked about it on the pod, I don't know if this is getting posted or not, but one of the things, literally in this email that John sent us, it said, call Bob Stoops. And we were just talking about, you have to make that call. You have to make that call and make Bob Stoops say no. So here's my question, Alicia. I feel like if you're going to make the firing on a Monday after Clay Helton has already talked to the media on Sunday, and a Monday with no bye week after it, after only the first loss, does that suggest that you already have your mind made up of who that successor is? That you already have the ace in the hole?
I mean, that would be wonderful, but I don't think it has to be the case.
The timeline.
But I think the timeline is a Monday morning. That's the timeline. I I thought for sure that if it was going to happen, it would happen on the Sunday.
I don't think you do a Monday morning here. I think you would have done a Sunday morning.
But remember, this is a Monday morning after the LA Times. The LA Times published their articles on Sunday. Like,
I'm sorry, but the LA Times shouldn't be dictating your decision.
No, but like if you were Mike Bone and you were sort of weighing it back and forth, your sure. options, I think that the overwhelming a response that you were getting from people might give you the go ahead the go ahead to just say, you know what, we're not going to bother with it. And you might need to deal with buyout stuff. Like, I don't know. I don't know what goes into these things.
By the way, we just got a text from our friend Trinice. This is the first black head coach in USC history, Dante Williams.
Hey, good for him.
Good for him.
Good for Dante. I mean, I wish
he was under better pretenses.
Yes, yes. But I am genuinely stunned that it's Dante Williams. But the more I think about it, the more I think I wasn't even thinking about him. But the more I think that's such a brilliant idea. You set him up for still being on this staff, doing the Clay Helton post Ed Orgeron situation. You are able to have a recruiting tentpole right there to hold on to during this fall. It's really the smart move, because the obvious move would have been Mike Jinks or Sean Snyder, or Todd Orlando, in terms of just experience and all that kind of stuff. Dante Williams getting it is a huge nod to him, and I'm really, really happy for him.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens going from here. Alicia, you got a bunch of work to do.
Sorry for the typing in the background, guys, but maybe we'll come back on later and do another full wrap-up show, but like I literally am writing this newser, so
so really quick, last thing I'll bug you with while you write and do your day job.
Yeah.
How does this compare to the moment that you found out that Lane Kiffin got fired?
This is way better because I'm way happier about it. But we were literally recording. I had already been assigned an MLB piece that I was, if you guys heard me typing, I was starting to fill in my SEO stuff so that I could get going immediately, because we have an hour window and we had gone over. And then this happens. It's just as surprising though, because I woke up to phone calls when Lane Kiffin happened. So this is exciting. It's strange, but wow.
Yeah, and compared to when Clay Helton got the job, which is a Monday morning, early in the morning, this is definitely different. So yeah, you just heard our immediate reaction to USC firing Lane Kiffin. Jeez. Clay Helton. See, I can't even think. I am so flustered.
I'm so rattled. Yeah.
Can't think of anything. USC has fired Clay Helton. Dante Williams is the head coach, the interim head coach. The Trojans
play
the Cougars on Saturday.
I don't think we're going to have another Clay Helton Ed Orgeron situation, but if Dante Williams is in that conversation at the end of the year, I'm not terribly upset about it.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I said in the car.
This is okay.
You just changed the narrative, and now you get these weird narratives. Slow your roll. We'll see what happens. Give us your calls. 213-373-1872. Let us know what you're thinking about USC firing Clay Helton. It has happened for real. Email address is randomtroy@fanside.com. Alicia, final words as you pound away on your thing over there? Your keyboard?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Indeed. All right, we're into the podcast. Send me the recording so I can put it in.
All right, bye.